everybody to this regular meeting of the Anheuser-Busch Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this rainy, beautiful Thursday, February 11th evening. Yes?
Yep. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
And Director Hudson?
I'm here. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented. This is Director Torlakson.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion. I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay. All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. We don't have any presentations this evening, so moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager. How are you?
Madam Chair, we need to do the calendar first.
Oh, shoot. I just wanted to make the meeting extra specially short. I'm teasing. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay. And that gives my question. Director Torlakson. Director Torlakson.
Thank you, Director Torlakson.
All right, thank Director you. Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torres.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye. Okay, here we go, people. We don't have any presentations this evening, so we are moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager.
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Chair. Just a few items to report. I sent a request to the City of Pittsburgh to see if they'd be interested in waiving any of the building fees associated with the building of the new restroom at Ambrose Park. The fees were estimated to be around $5,500. I just made a suggestion that we could use those fees into the project itself. And Pittsburgh may have an interest because that park does fall within the city limits of Pittsburgh. So it doesn't hurt to ask. I'm waiting for their response, but I figured I'd put that out there anyway. The trees that are on the west side of the community center on a strip next to the apartment building going all the way down to the park playground, those are eucalyptus trees, most of them. One fell down during the windy, the real windy period that we had a few weeks ago, and damaged some property right next to it. We contacted East Bay Mud to see if they were still within their jurisdiction, and it was not. It used to be with the Mount Diablo Unified School District long ago, because it was started out originally as a school. Then it was transferred to East Bay Mud, and then East Bay Mud said they canceled. They transferred that property to the county. So we contacted the county. We're waiting to hear a response to see if it is indeed their property, and if they have any plans on taking the eucalyptus trees out of there. Eucalyptus trees are notorious for creating a lot of damage. And so a lot of cities are replacing those trees with other types of trees that are more stable and less dangerous. So we're going to wait to hear from them to see what's going on jurisdictionally, and that they remove the felled tree there. We've had a couple of staff members that have got COVID, and so we've gone through all the protocol that we're supposed to contact tracing and all the necessary things. So, interesting, we've gone quite a long time without having any incidents of that, but, you know, as circumstances are with this pandemic, people are exposed to a variety of ways. In this case, both were exposed to family members. So anyway, it does affect us. That is so small. It does affect operations to a certain degree, but we're just trying to make do with what we've got by shifting personnel around and trying to fill any gaps that are left from their absence. We had a break-in at the courtyard. Somebody scaled the fence and broke into one of the vehicles. They did take some tools from the vehicle. We do have cameras out there, and they're caught on camera. Pittsburgh PD is reviewing the film. They think they have a suspect, and so we're just waiting for more information about that. It's one of those unfortunate things, but it has been a fairly good deterrent. As you know, there was a lot of activity out there, nefarious activity going on out of that bar prior to getting the cameras and a full updated alarm system to the building. They didn't try to enter the building at all, which is great. They just damaged the vehicle that was locked inside the fenced area. Just wanted to let the board know that we have a basketball camp that has three sessions, one session just needed. We have session two and three coming up. Each one of those camps is full. These camps are being sponsored by the Los Medanos Community Healthcare District, so it's only costing each participant $10, which is a very reasonable cost for the program itself. And the program is maxed out in all three sessions to 12 participants. So, and then Jasmine's going to have a garden cleanup. She's planning one on March 2nd and 3rd. That's Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 4:30 p.m. She's saying, you know, with generally the maintenance that needs to take part of the garden, weeding, and taking care of some of the stuff that's that you can expect in regular maintenance of a community garden. And of course the homeless is they have kind of taken over certain areas of the garden that we have to kind of extricate them from, and they keep coming back and they lose debris, so that needs to be cleaned up also. So again, that's March 2nd and 3rd, 2 to 4:30, Tuesday and Wednesday. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, General Manager. Do I have any questions from the board? Okay.
I have a question about the trees. Doug, if the trees belong to the county, are we going to be requesting they cut all of them down? Especially that big one up front, because if that one falls, they will fall right into that apartment complex.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. We're going to make that recommendation because it's not our property. It sometimes has the perception that it's our property, and we know that the eucalyptus trees are not entirely stable though. So we're going to make a request that they were at least remove them, and at best remove them and replace them with a more appropriate tree at each location.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I'm closing it. No legal reports this evening. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Any communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that's interested in making a comment at this time?
Hi, well, this is Jasmine. Hello?
Yes, am I speaking to?
Hello?
Who am I speaking
to? Go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay. My name is Jerry Dietrich. I am a multiple decade long resident of Bay Point and in Shore Acres specifically. I reviewed the minutes from the meeting last month, and I was very disappointed that the letter that I emailed all of you was not read into the public record. My letter was in regard to these phone calls that you're passing off as public meetings. They're not only ineffective, but they are creating a barrier for our community to participate in these meetings. I understood from the minutes from last meeting that the director did not have enough interest. Guess what? It's not up to the directors to have interest. It's up to the community. And contrary to what one of the directors tried to explain about economic digital divide, Bay Point does have a lot of people who have internet on their phones that could be participating in these meetings either by video or by dial-in the same way that we're doing now, except with clarity and structure. I also heard another woman named Christine offer to collaborate with the director to make that possible. I highly recommend that you take her up on that offer. Last week, 6 days ago, I put out a change.org petition to find out what is the interest in the community for Zoom. 79 people have already signed that petition, and I'll be emailing you the list tonight. So, number one, you don't know what's going on in your own community. And number two, you don't even understand how Zoom works. If your argument is, oh, we need to have everyone on the same platform so people can call in, you can call in on Zoom. If you don't understand the technology and you are part of the digital divide, I recommend that you just quit your job right now because you're not doing a good job. And that's my comment.
Another member of the public would like to make a comment. This time. Okay, I'm closing public speaking. Yeah. This is Rosa. Do you hear me? Rosa Vargas? Hello?
Madam Chair, I can't hear. I can't hear you very well.
Yes, Ms. Vargas, would you like to continue?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, so what I was thinking is that, I will go with the comment that the lady just finished talking about the Zoom. It will be better than because there's like a barrier when you're talking on the phone, so that would be better if we can use the Zoom instead of the phone. And that would be just a comment for me. I'm from Bay Point, too. Thank you.
Madam Chair? Madam,
I hear you. Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment on what was just said. I was at the MAC meeting, and I was on Zoom, and we had to call back a couple of times because the same thing was happening on Zoom too. And I don't know what happened. We were just having a really bad connection with everybody. But it happens on Zoom too. So just wanted to put that out. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, Director Lopez Garcia. Do I have any other members of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, this is Jasmine.
Yeah, hi, Jasmine. Welcome.
Good evening, Madam Chair. So I just wanted to the general manager for announcing the Community Garden Cleanup Day at the Amherst Community Garden that will be occurring March 2nd and 3rd That event is also posted on Eventbrite. So you can register there. We do have a limited amount of space due to the pandemic, so we want to make sure that we are being safe and that masks are going to be required. I'll be providing gloves and hand sanitizer, and tools are also available there for everyone to use. So I just want to make an announcement that we are going to be having a garden cleanup day on March 2nd and 3rd from 2 o'clock to 4:30 p.m. And I also just want to say that I believe that the community garden, the Amherst Community Garden, is meeting and exceeding the Amherst mission statement by not only enriching the quality for all residents, but by creating a safe space for families to source fresh organic produce from. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yeah, this is Jared. And I just want to let you know that if you were on Zoom, you could mute people for background noise.
Thank you, Jerry. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing public communication and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. We are considering approving the proposed fiscal year 2020-2021 budget adjustments as presented. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time? One more time, do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time?
I would.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Jasmine. So I just have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Hello. So I do see a budget adjustment for the recreation department here in regards to some sort of like classes or something like that. I'm wondering, are there classes that are still being run or what does that look like?
Do you have any answers for her, Beth?
I can answer her. So for the class registrations?
Go ahead, Jessica.
For the class registration, so we are planning, hopefully, so we'll start opening up a little bit. So we do want to try to offer some classes. Like they mentioned earlier, we are doing the basketball camps, and also we want to try to bring in Zumba again.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jess. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment on this time or have a question? All right, I'm closing this item to the public and bringing it back to the board. General Manager, did you want to make a comment for Jess or our budget chair?
Yeah, yes. Just a brief comment. This is an opportunity, as the board knows, when we formulate a budget, for July 1st, the fiscal year, July 1 to June 30th. It's our best guess based on what's happened in the past and what we anticipate and having in the future. But things do arise. One of the things that we've had is, the pandemic that's affected our budget. And other things come up, too, that are unexpected and we didn't plan on through the budgetary process. The mid-year budget review is an opportunity to make any adjustments, so we have a closer projection for the remainder of the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. But with that, Jessica will be able to explain some of the items that are specific to adjustments that we think that are required at this time.
Yes.
Thank you, General Manager.
So before I start, I do want to mention we received a $50,000 grant from Koshland, which was originally for the Bay Point Youth Academy. But because they know that we're closed and we're not really using those funds, they are allowing us to split that with the teen center. So because of that, we're able to lower our the amount that we requested from reserve and use the grant money instead. Okay, so we're going to start with income. So property taxes, so after receiving the first half of the property taxes this year, I was able to add $40,000 into the budget. So other rental, so we haven't had any rental so far due to the pandemic. Same with recreation and pool. For recreation, though, we did we still have a Kaiser grant, which is $3,503, which was actually from last fiscal year that we were able to bring into this fiscal year. And we are offering a couple camps, and hopefully that will continue. For the pool, we do have a $2,000 Kaiser grant. And as I mentioned before, for the teen center, the board originally approved $48,500 in funds from the reserve to cover the first half of the fiscal year, but because of that Koshland grant, we'll be able to reduce it to $40,200. So we'll be using $30,000 of that Koshland grant for teen center. And for the Bay Point Youth Academy, $20,000 will be used for that if we're able to use that. If anything that's not used on the Koshland grant, we'll be able to carry over to the next fiscal year. Capital projects. So for the energy project with Scissor Co., the total cost is $517,550, which will be fully reimbursed by the loan from the Energy Commission. The CDBG grant, so the district was granted $18,575 for a replacement of the auditorium doors at the community center. Okay, and that's it for income. To expenses, so for, I know the weekend custodian, we haven't had any weekend rental since the closure, so we were able to reduce that down. Administrative expenses. So first one is liability insurance. We have had a couple claims, so that did go up. Professional services. So our auditor's rates increase each year, so that did go up. Attorney fees. So district council has not had to work on many claims or contracts this year, so we were able to reduce that down along with conferences. So we haven't had any conferences this year due to the pandemic. We have not had much work for our Facebook technician to post any events or classes since the closure, so we were able to reduce that. Also able to reduce security guards since we have not had any rentals. recreation, so our class instructors, obviously we haven't had any classes going on, so hopefully once the county allows us to reopen, we'll be able to have classes, but we were able to reduce that down quite a bit. For maintenance, so maintenance workers and part-time maintenance workers. So this reflects a staff member out on leave for the first half of the fiscal year and part-time helping out. So that's what that difference is there. At Ambrose Park, we had a fence repair there. So that was, I had to add a little to that. Alarm security, we have not had any park patrol during the closure. So that was reduced. Phones and internet. So IT is working on transferring services from AT&T to Comcast. So we are paying for both until that's completed. Community center grounds. So we had irrigation vandalism at the mini park. So that's what that charge is there. We also dumpsters. We've had to get an extra dumpster rental for cleanup for the homeless. And shared park expensive. So vehicle repairs, that was for the transmission rebuild for the Ford F-150. Now to Anuta Park. So on maintenance, we had a fence repaired. So that's what that charge is. Ambrose Pool. So pool have been closed. Therefore, staff was minimal, so I was able to reduce that. Waters is a little higher. We have been having issues with the pump, which caused water bills to be higher than normal. Publicity, we were able to zero that out since we won't be having a recreation guide release this year. Maintenance and repairs, we have had a few maintenance calls for the pump. Down to grants. So again, for the teen center, we were able to reduce that down since we have the Koshland grant available. Kaiser grant, so we were able to carry over the remaining balance of our Kaiser grant into this fiscal year, which had a balance of $2,000 for aquatics and $3,000 for youth sports. Keller grants, we received 2 Keller grants last fiscal year, which we were also able to carry over into this fiscal year. So one for our senior program and one for our teen center program. And down to capital projects. Again, the Scissor Co. energy project. So the total is projected to cost $515,550, which we will get reimbursed by the approved loan from the Energy Commission. And last is the CDBG grant. So the total project to replace auditorium doors was $50,742, of which $18,575 was covered by the CDBG grant, and $32,167 came from our general fund. And that is it.
Thank you, Jess. Why don't I start with Director Torlakson? Do you have any questions for Jess?
I actually don't have a question, but I do have a comment. Or maybe I do have a question. On the dumpsters, is that because we have, we're spending more on clearing from the homeless people, or is that... What were the dumpsters?
Yes. Yeah, so it's cleaning up.
Why was there an extra cleanup? Yeah.
Yes, it is for the homeless. So the trash that they leave behind, we have to request an extra dumpster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my comment would be, thank you, Jeff. My comment would be, I think we're spending a relative amount of money for cleanup, for repair due to... Should we be increasing more on that for the next budget turnaround? Because it seems to be a little bit more rampant, you know, having more homeless people there, and we have no way of really removing them at this time. So it's just a consideration that we may end up spending more. So maybe increase that a little bit more in the next round. My comment.
Okay. How about Director Garcia? Do you have any comments or questions for Jess?
No. Everything is pretty much, I mean, there's very few changes and no surprises. So that's a good thing. And thank you for your hard work, Jessica.
Thank you.
Director Garcia. Director Lopez-Garcia, do you have any comments or questions for Jeff?
Yes, I do. I have a comment. You know, Jessica, you do a wonderful job of saving us money and finding ways to go around paying these bills. And I know that fence is really expensive. And I just want to say thank you so much for all your hard work. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for Jess?
Good evening. No questions at this moment. Just a comment. Just a lot of gratitude and the work being put into this, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to thank Jess and also our budget committee, Director Garcia and Director Lopez-Garcia for having our quarterly meeting. I really appreciate your time and effort. Do I have a motion?
I
from one of my directors.
I move we approve the proposed 2021 fiscal year 2020-2021 budget adjustments as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. We don't have any public hearing, no closed session. We're meeting, we're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I want to just have a gentle reminder to my fellow directors that during this time, please limit your reports and your comments and suggestions to items for next week's agenda to matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Torlakson?
Yes, my comment is just on thanking Director Torres for inviting me to the Envision Contra Costa meeting. And I also wanted to let you know that I requested our general manager to attend a meeting also, because they will be discussing recreation. And if you go to their website, they have some draft recommendations that pertain to our district that we should probably be aware of. And that meeting would be on February 17, where they will be discussing recreation. So I urge all of us to attend, if possible, just to listen in to see what are the comments from the community. And I'm thanking Director Torres for inviting me to that. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Garcia?
No, I don't have anything.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Director Torres?
Hi, good evening. I just want to recognize that this is the third meeting we've had where community members have come onto our meetings and requested a switch in format. I was really disappointed that in last meeting, when there was a motion made and a second, that there was a third motion being asked for, where we should have probably had that discussion there. So I think that tonight and also last month's meeting is perfect examples of opportunities that we could use Zoom to educate our community about the budget, about audit. And we failed tonight and last month by not providing that space for our community. And it's a shame because we can't let our community down, especially when we have folks who are showing up and saying that they're able, on their own will, to gather 80 signatures to present to us about switching the format because they want to be involved more into the meeting. I think we have the responsibility, and I want to remind the board that we do have the responsibility to listen to the community and listen to the needs and desires of the constituents and make sure that it's a priority for us when we make decisions. And having this efficiency and technology is no excuse to our community. So with that, I am moving to have an item placed on the next month's agenda to have a discussion about switching over to Zoom. So that's my motion right there.
Do I have
second
a second?
That. This is Director Torlakson. I second that.
Do I have a third? All right, this item has died for lack of participation. All right. I wanted to adjust.
I have to first.
right now, but this is really ridiculous. An item should not be on the agenda for public. That's the right thing to do. For
thank you. I would like to thank everybody this awesome. Evening and thank you for coming. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Do I have any motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting till next month.
All right, do I have a second?
I have a second.
Thank you, Director. All right, thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Wait, can you get a third?